This is Richard, and I'm reading A Benson Carol written by John Murphy. I'm Bonnie. I'm a golden American Cocker Spaniel. I'm out in the woods. I love the woods. I love chasing squirrels. My owner brought me out here, but there was something wrong. Things have not been right in my home for several weeks. Boxes everywhere. Everything where it shouldn't be. All my toys gone. Everybody tense, shouting something about moving. We parked in our usual place. I didn't want to get out. Eventually he coaxed me, took off my lead and collar. Then I saw a squirrel and chased after it. When I got back to the path, he was gone. I looked about. I sniffed. His scent was in the air. It led me back to where the cars always are. I barked. No one came. So now I sit and wait. It's getting dark. I'm getting cold. Still no one comes. I howl as darkness settles over the wood. I watch. The running of deer through the field speaks tonight. I smell danger. Jack is 5. He's very grown up. He sits at the kitchen table and plays with his toy dog. It's a cuddly golden spaniel, a bit like their dog. Mum is humming, "Oh, little town of Bethlehem," while making sandwiches. Jack has no dad. His dad left them because is really all Jack knows. The hopes and tears of all the years are met in that because. Cheese and Marmite? Yes, please, Mum. His mum put his sandwich on the table and Jack starts to eat while still playing with his toy dog. Mum, can I have a real dog for Christmas? Jack, we've talked about this before. We can't afford a dog. We just can't. I know. I just wondered if we asked Jesus if he'd give us one. The getting of a dog isn't the problem, Jack. We can't afford to keep a dog. There's the food. I'd give up half my sandwich. His mum smiles. I know, but we just don't have that kind of money. If your father... She stops herself. She's promised herself Jack will not grow up resenting his father. That's her privilege and not his burden. Jack eats silently, sandwich in one hand and dog in the other. Look, if you're good tomorrow, we can go to see the Christmas tree and crib in the church. How about that? Are the puppies in the crib? Jack's mum parries. Or maybe we could go up to the woods and look for deer and squirrels, and there's always dogs there, aren't there? I suppose. It's a plan, if not exactly the Christmas gift Jack or his mum wants, but it's something they can afford. Jill and Jane are having cappuccinos in the motorway service station, waiting for their mum and dad. I wonder what they've done with Bonnie. Given her away, I hope. It seems a bit unfair. Yeah, but the apartment block doesn't permit pets. The girls notice their mum and dad coming into the cafe. You won't bloody believe what your father's gone and done. He left Bonnie in the woods. What possessed him? She's chipped. I know, I told him to leave her at the dog's home, but he said they were already closed for Christmas. Jack and his mum go to St. Helens to look at the Christmas tree and the crib. It's almost as if he hears a voice. Jack turns to his mum. The angels say we should go to the woods, Mum. Angels? As they pulled into the parking point, Bonnie is caught in the headlights. A striking figure mysteriously moves from the woods. Jack's mum is relieved. It must be the dog's owner. Then Jack sees the dog. Oh, look, Mum. Poor little thing. Bonnie barks. She bolts further into the wood. The stranger speaks. Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. The stranger smiles. No, but our friend over there is. He points. They can all see Bonnie, hidden in the undergrowth. The stranger turns to Jack. You came to the rescue then, Jack? How did you? Jack's voice trails off. The stranger gently pushes him towards Bonnie. She's been waiting for you. Jill and Jane stand in the car park. They're listening to their mum call their neighbour in Benson. She has the cutest boy, Jack. He's about 5. Mind you, the call wasn't their idea. No, it was very odd. When they left the cafe, that's when they saw the stranger. "Don't be afraid. I'm not a lunatic." They all looked at him. Mighty dread seized their collective minds, knowing anyone who introduces themselves like that most often is a lunatic. Then, like some guardian angel, he calmly suggested, "Why not call your neighbour Ava? Tell her Jack can have Bonnie." Their mum said, "What a brilliant idea." She called Ava. The stranger had disappeared by the time, Jane said. "How did you know Ava was our neighbour?" "Let's call her Angel, Mum. I told you, Jack, we can't keep her. I thought Jill and Jane's mum said they didn't want her back." "They don't, Jack, but I don't want her to find a new home only to lose it." "No, that'd not be good, Mum." "You're wise beyond your years, Jack." "We have her for Christmas?" "We do have her for 12 whole days. Just like the carol." "Yes, I guess so. But we can call her Angel, can't we?" "We can, but her name is Bonnie, Jack." "But she answers to Angel." "And she does when Jack calls her." Jack's mum is surprised, but the whole business has been a bit of a surprise. Christmas Day comes and goes, and so does Boxing Day. Every morning after breakfast, they sing the 12 days of Christmas and laugh. Angel joins in with a howling yelp, and that makes them laugh even more. And in the afternoons, they all go to the woods, looking for the stranger from Christmas Eve. "Will we ever see him again, Mum?" "I don't know." It was the 12th day of Christmas when the doorbell rang. Jack was a bit subdued. He knew he had to give Angel back. Jack's mum was making pastry for a pie. Hands covered with flour, she went to the door, but just as she reached it, she felt something brush her hand. "Give your heart." She opened the door. "Jack?" Her husband looked sheepish. "I know I shouldn't have just come." He can see his son framed in the living room door. "How's he grown?" Angel pokes her head in front of him. She growls. She barks. She wags her tail. "What a little angel." "She is. He loves him." "I can see that." "You'd better come in." "Are you sure?" Angels, it turns out, aren't just for Christmas.